USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying federal courts need to enforce immigration laws. And she says Congress needs to fix a broken system and solve the humanitarian crisis along the border with Mexico. Nielsen having just seen things firsthand, as Wendy King reports.
Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. She also inspected another facility in Yuma, Arizona.
After her own tour of the border, House Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee is calling the release of hundreds of migrants by U.S. Customs and Border Protection a humanitarian crisis. The asylum seekers released in El Paso. Tribune Publishing saying a computer virus disrupted production of its newspapers nationwide yesterday. Delivery of the L.A. and New York Times, Chicago Tribune, and other major papers was delayed because of the problem, the origin of which has not yet been determined. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The North Carolina State Board of Elections dissolved Friday without certifying results for the 9th Congressional District amid ballot fraud allegations by a Republican operative who's accused of withholding dozens of absentee ballots. In the meantime, House Democrats say they may try to block Republican Congressional candidate Mark Harris from being sworn in on Thursday when the new Congress is seated. Harris leads in the unofficial tally of the 2018 election by 905 votes over Democratic candidate Dan McCready. Dallas Woodhouse is the state GOP chairman.
Mr. Harris only ever touched his ballot. His. He didn't have anything to add. This was a absolutely atrocious smear by a disgraced Democrat elections chair.
He was speaking to CNN. A rematch in the college football playoff championship as number one Alabama and number two Clemson each won in the semifinals yesterday to advance to the title game for the third time in 4 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
At least 15 people are dead in Bangladesh after election-related clashes. Police say the victims were killed as Bangladeshis were at the polls deciding if Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina should stay on for a third consecutive term. The military was deployed across the nation to try to prevent the violence. Hasina has been accused of authoritarianism, harassment of the media, and human rights abuses by her government. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his government is ready to talk with the United States on a wide-ranging agenda. Putin making the offer in a New Year's letter to President Trump. The Russian leader also sent letters to the leaders of Syria, China, Japan, and the UK. The strictest DUI law in the nation taking effect in Utah just before New Year's Eve. Starting today, Utah's lowered its blood alcohol content limit to 0.05, the lowest in the U.S. That new law also states anyone who causes the death of another with driving with a blood alcohol content greater than that new limit will be charged with criminal homicide. And the Mega Millions lottery is growing again as the jackpot for Tuesday's drawing is expected to reach $420 million with a cash payout of about $249 million. No one won on Saturday. In fact, no one has won the lottery since the world record $1.5 billion jackpot in October. That winning ticket has so far gone unclaimed. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.